you for calling Allied's dedicated customer care line for Allstate benefits.
Para español, marque 1.
If you are a policyholder or member, press 2. If you are a provider, calling from a doctor's office or facility, press 3. For group administration, did you know Allied has a new provider portal? Visit us online at www.alliedbenefit.com/providers and register through the portal to gain access to claim reports, benefits, accumulations met to date, and more. Please note that any quote of benefits is not a guarantee of benefits. The availability of benefits is subject to eligibility and the provisions of your health plan at the time services are rendered. This call may be monitored or recorded. For claim status only, press 1. For patient-specific benefits, eligibility, and claim status, press 2. Using your keypad, please enter your 9-digit tax identification number. Please refer to the member ID card for the subscriber ID. If the subscriber ID contains letters, press 1. If the subscriber ID is numbers only, press 2. If you have not yet received, please enter your subscriber ID from your member ID card. Use your keypad to enter all letters and numbers exactly as they appear on the card. Thank you. You entered A816970. Please enter the patient's date of birth as a 2-digit month, 2-digit day, and 4. Thank you. Please enter the subscriber's 5-digit zip code. Thank you. We're sorry, we were unable to locate a patient with the zip code you provided. Please try again. Please Thank you. We're sorry, we were unable to locate a patient with the zip code you provided. Please try again. Please enter the subscriber's 5-digit zip code. Thank you.
Member found. Nargis Sultana. Group number.
L24372.
For medical, press 1. For dental, press 2. To check benefits and coverage, press 1. To hear eligibility information, press 2. To hear deductible and out-of-pocket amounts met, press 3. To check claim status, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press 5. For in-network, press 1. For out-of-network, press 2. For office services and emergency benefits, press 1. For therapy services and hospice benefits, press 2. For diagnostic X-ray, lab, MRI, CAT and PET scans, press 3. To go back to the main menu, press 4. To speak to a specialist, press star. For office, if the Aetna logo appears on the ID card, press 1. For all other networks, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star.
If you are calling to verify if a procedure requires pre-certification or to check status of an existing case, press 1. To confirm coverage effective dates, copays, deductible or out-of-pocket amounts, press 2. For claims, if the Cigna logo appears on the ID card, press 1. If not, press 2.
Thank you for calling the pre-cert line for Payer Solutions, now part of Evernorth. This call may be recorded for quality assurance. Which type of pre-certification are you calling about? Please say, behavioral health, or say, medical pre-certification.
Medical.
Which of these sound right for you? I'm a healthcare professional. I'm a customer. Or main menu. Which would you like? You can say pre-certifications, payer information, or schedule a peer-to-peer review. To get you to the right agent who is prepared for your call, I need to ask for a few items of information. We'll start with the group number. Are there two group numbers on the customer identification card? Yes or no?
No.
Please enter the group number from the customer's identification card one character at a time. Sorry. Thanks. Using your touchtone keypad, please enter the ID on the customer's identification card. Thanks. And what's the patient's full date of birth? Thanks. I couldn't find this patient in our system.
Thank you for calling Evernote Payer Solutions. My name is Norms. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is John P. B for Peter, and I'm calling from the provider's office. And I'm calling to check if... Okay, I'm calling to check. I have an authorization letter. I need to verify the member's ID on that.
First, may I have your phone number?
901-300-7499.
Calling from the facility or doctor's office?
Or doctor's office.
What is the last name of the doctor?
That's Bhattini, Ramakrishna Bhattini.
And what is the member ID?
One second, let me check. Okay, member's ID number here is, that's AH1697406.
Member's name and date of birth, can you verify?
Member's name here is, that's Nargis Sultana. And the DOB would be 01011964.
And what is the authorization number?
One second, let me just pull up the... authorization letter. Just hold on.
Okay.
Authorization number would be A251225491.
Okay, it's A251225491.
Yeah, A251225491. Yeah.
What is the CPT code?
One second. That's Q5111.
Okay, Q5111.
Yep.
Can you verify the full name of the doctor?
Ramakrishna Bhattini.
Okay, and the diagnosis code, can you also verify?
One second. Okay, so the diagnosis code here is C for CAT 21.0,
C21.0. But I do see here that this authorization is already approved. Mm-hmm. And this is approved for the CPT code Q5111. So this mm-hmm. is approved from 8-14-2025 to February 14 of 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And this is approved for... 156 units.
Okay, I do see that, but the member's ID number is different on that authorization letter, right? It's not the same as the ID that we had.
It's just the same. May know what ID number you are seeing.
Okay, may know what ID number you're seeing on that authorization that you are looking at?
The same ID number you provided, the AH1697406.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the Avicor. It says 7105603868. Do you have that number on the authorization anywhere? 710.
That is just... Okay, one moment. That is just the Avicor ID number of the patient. Since Avicor is utilizing different ID number, so you have to use that ID number to pull up the patient's account in their system.
Okay, but does the letter that you're seeing also has this ID, that AHID on the letter?
Yes.
I'm not...
This authorization is under that ID number.
But I do not see that ID number on that letter that we have pulled up from the Avicor.
Don't worry, the Avicor ID is just the ID number or alternative ID number for the patient. You can use the ID number that you provided with me, starts with letter AH, for claims or for other purposes.
Okay, and can you do me one favor? Can you just send me that letter that you are looking at right now, which has member's ID number, that AHID on that authorization? Can you fax me that?
It's just the same letter that you have.
But it does not have the member's ID number, the AH one. But you saying that you have the one letter that has AH ID number on that. So we would need that.
Even the ID number is not included on the letter. It is still under that ID number.
How come
Because this authorization is handled by the Avicor, that's why the ID number that you have is the Avicor ID number of the patient. But still, for the claims purposes, you can use the AHID number.
Okay. And your name is?
My name is Norms, N-O-R-M-S, last name initial is letter S as in Sam.
Thank you very much, Norms. I'll just put this note under your reference that we can use that ID number, Avicor's ID, for the authorization reference, and we would have to do the claims and everything with the AHID. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Do we have a call reference number?
You can use my name in today's date and time. So the time that you can use is 9:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, bye for now.